This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Taking cholesterol-lowering statin drugs seems to make exercise more difficult and less beneficial, a new study in mice suggests. Going into 2017, the world's governments are newly motivated to take on the big tech giants. In the U.S., Europe, Asia, and South America, the big five, Alphabet, Google's parent, Facebook, Microsoft, Amazon, and Apple find themselves increasingly arrayed against legal and regulatory powers, and often even against popular will. There's an education and race divide among the men who take what have traditionally been pink-collar jobs in healthcare, a study has found. Black men were 3.3 times as likely as white men to take the lowest-rung health jobs, and other minority men were 1.8 times as likely. White men were more likely to take the higher-status tech jobs. A manhunt is underway for more than 150 inmates who escaped from a jail in the southern Philippines after it came under attack by gunmen. One guard was killed and another wounded in the assault on a jail on the violence-plagued southern island of Mindanao. Israeli military judges convicted Sergeant Elor Azaria of manslaughter for shooting a Palestinian assailant in the head as he lay wounded on the ground. They were ruling not just on his conduct, but also on the host of ethical and political issues it raised. Since the shooting in the occupied West Bank city of Hebron in March, the case has polarized Israelis and rocked the pedestal on which the military normally stood. New research finds that when violent crime falls, wealthier and educated people are more likely to move into lower income and predominantly minority urban neighborhoods. A working paper suggests that just as rising crime can drive people out of cities, falling crime has a comparable effect, spurring gentrification. Apple, complying with what it says was a request from Chinese authorities, removed news apps created by the New York Times from its app store in China late last month. New health guidelines suggest parents should feed babies foods containing peanuts at 6 months or even earlier as a way to help avoid peanut allergies. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.